you can probably tell from the background noise that I'm in a station again. It's Tuesday the 15th of September 2015. I'm at Hull Station and I'm going this evening to Manchester Airport to spend an evening in the Radisson Hotel, and then tomorrow morning I fly to Helsinki and on to Kuopio to the University of Eastern Finland. It's not my first visit to Finland by any means, but it's my first visit to the University of Eastern Finland, and I'm going there to do the usual writing for publication workshops. It's my first visit to the University of Eastern Finland. I know some people there. I know Professor Katri is her first name. She was in Singapore, at National University of Singapore, when I was there. I think I know one other person whom I've met in Italy, and I don't really know anybody else apart from by email, so I'm looking forward to spending 2.5 days there. I have a lecture on Thursday, and looks like a fairly informal session on Friday. Dinner on Thursday night, and I've asked otherwise just to be left to my own devices because I've got, as usual, lots of work to do. I'd really like to clear a backlog of editing and also get to work on some papers and also just to have some time on my own, which is quite nice sometimes. And then I'm leaving on Saturday, fly from Kuopio to Helsinki and back to Manchester and then back to Hull. Peace and quiet at last. I should have made my announcement about where I was going and what I was doing and started this podcast when it was a bit quieter, just in case you missed any of that. I'm in the Hull station on Tuesday the 15th of September, going to Manchester Airport, spend one night at the Radisson before I fly to Helsinki tomorrow, on to Kuopio to do a couple of days' work at the University of Eastern Finland, and I'll be home on Saturday. And I'm doing some writing for publication workshops there, formal and informal sessions. It always amuses me how you can't smoke in a station these days. Not that I want to smoke in a station, but these diesel trains in Hull, of course, at the moment, and probably for a long time to come, is totally diesel. Electric lines haven't reached here yet. These trains sit here running their engines in between journeys, and sometimes it's quite a long time before they go. The place is just full of diesel fumes. Can't be very healthy. In addition to the noise pollution, there is word of there being electrification sometime soon. Some people thought it might be by 2017 for the year of culture in Hull. Well, it's 2015 already and I don't see any sign of it. And I think it will take longer than a couple of years to get that sorted out, especially in this country where things do seem to take a long time. So I guess, in addition to the noise pollution, we'll have to put up with the lung pollution for some time to come yet. My train isn't in yet and I'm thinking that this journey just can't go quickly enough. I'm going to get to the hotel and have some dinner, and I don't have a great deal of work to do on the train tonight, and I do this journey once or twice a month, so it's not the most exciting or interesting journey. It's quite pretty, but at this moment, I just wish it was over. We've had a very extraordinary, prolonged and welcome period of quiet in Hull Station. I got here very early, so it's given me plenty of time to observe and listen to what's going on. I guess if the timetables are regular, there must always be a quiet period about this time of night. I usually just make it for my trains with 5 or 10 minutes to spare. Some people would say that's not just making it, that's a long time, but I don't usually come too early. However, there's no other noise here, and this is an end-of-line station. There are no through trains, so there's no noise of trains crashing through in the way that they do, for instance, at Doncaster Station or York Station. And if anybody isn't familiar with Hull Station and has seen a film called Clock Watching with John Cleese in it, I think that would be a possibly late 70s, early 80s comedy film, a very frustrating one about a school teacher who's going to give a speech and gets on the wrong train and realises he's on the wrong train, gets off and leaves the speech on the other train. It's just frustration from the outset, and quite funny, but very much of its time. Anyway, Hull Station featured in that for some reason. I have no idea why they chose to film it in Hull Station, but they did. I guess it's because it's actually quite quiet most of the time. So, Hull Station is famous in the film called Clock Watching with John Cleese. People are beginning to appear on the platform now. Train's just about due. In fact, it's coming into the station now. People always looking anxiously along to see if the train's coming in. I have to say, this is quite a nice little service to Manchester Airport. Sorry, to Manchester Piccadilly. It used to go to the airport, but they stopped the through train. But I have been let down by this train quite badly on a few occasions, not just by being late, but by being let down altogether and having to catch alternative transport to the airport or getting my wife to drive me. Yeah, that's my train. It's a 2-hour drive to the airport. It's 2 hours from here to Manchester and another 20 minutes or so to the airport.
Manchester Piccadilly and will be calling at Rough, Selby, Leeds, Dewsbury, Huddersfield, Staley Bridge and Manchester Piccadilly.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard the 1739 First Northbound Express service to Manchester Piccadilly. This service will be calling at Rough, Selby, Leeds, Dewsbury, Huddersfield, Staley Bridge and Manchester Piccadilly. Our possible arrival time into Leeds is 18:33 and our scheduled arrival time to Manchester Piccadilly is 19:31. For your safety and security, the train is fitted with CCTV and safety notices are placed above the exit doors. If you do notice any unattended items or anything suspicious, please do let the director know as soon as possible. First class accommodation is located at the rear of the train and is for the use of first class ticket holders only, and upgrade can be purchased on board. Once again, let's welcome on board the 1739 First Northbound Express service to Manchester Piccadilly. Service will terminate. If all passengers will take a moment to ensure that you have all of your luggage and personal belongings with you, and as you do leave the train, please mind the gap to the train on the platform. If you are exiting the station at Manchester today, please keep all tickets, passes and relevant travel documentation to hand, as there may be ticket inspections at the station. Let's hope you have the first Transpennine Express today, and do wish you a very pleasant onward journey. Our next station stop in a few moments' time will be Manchester Piccadilly, where the service will terminate.
It's Wednesday the 16th of September 2015. I'm in the Radisson Hotel at Manchester Airport and I'm just about to go to the airport to get my flight to Helsinki.
But you keep your seatbelt fastened whenever seated. Please make sure that your table is folded away and locked and your seatbelt is in an upright position. During takeoff, armrests must be down and window blinds open.
Johtuen tuossa on pieniä ongelmia tuon veto Aisan kanssa. Palataan hetken päästä asiaan, kerron sitten mikä siinä on oikein vielä. Kiitoksia. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to return back to our starting place. We have to check the towing vehicle has some problems. I will later on follow further details. Thank you. Ajattelemme tästä viestä. Viivästyksestä. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain again. Seems like there was a towing bar head was there was some malfunction there. They had to change the towing bar. Then we can start our push back again. Yeah, sorry about that.
Seatbelt sign has now been switched off, but we recommend that you keep your seatbelt fastened and rest seated. This is a non-smoking flight. Jos tämä second step, eli step, lehti rekomendee raati alttiin huolet sekä sieltä vasten pitäisi sitten. Lipo, minä ruumat paremmin teen pöntin ja...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kuopio. Please remain seated and keep your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign has been switched off. Please notice that smoking is prohibited. We hope you enjoyed this wondrous flight. Have a nice evening, thank you, and welcome on board again.
I've arrived at Kuopio Airport, but my colleague who's transporting me to the hotel hasn't. And I just checked my emails and she said she would be here at 6:40 for some reason. And the plane's just landed at 5:40. It's Thursday the 17th of September 2015 and I'm in the Scandic Hotel in Kuopio in Finland. So I arrived here yesterday and as you heard my transport hadn't arrived but Mari did arrive earlier than the time she thought she was going to come, so she came fairly soon. She'd obviously got my email, and it turns out that I do know her. I met her in Rome a couple of years ago when I was there working for IPASVI. So I've been for a run around the lake here this morning. It's very dull here, a bit damp, but it's a beautiful place. It doesn't seem to be at all cold. It's not actually raining at the moment like it said it would be. And I'm just waiting to be picked up by Mari to go to the University of Eastern Finland to hold a series of meetings and then to do my lecture in the afternoon. And there's a dinner tonight.
Hyvää huomenta. You can also say just huomenta.
That was me attempting to learn Finnish. I won't give you my version of saying those words back, but I did learn that hello can be said in many ways. One of them is quite complicated, the formal way. I never quite mastered that. But hey, just like hey, is hello, and also terve, which means health. And I heard that being used as a greeting quite a lot. It's funny, when you learn one word, you suddenly get an insight into what people are saying. So I say hey, terve, to people, and they respond with terve, which is quite nice. Next time I go, I'll learn another word. And after that, I began to see terve everywhere. I saw it in the Faculty of Health, and of course, it's the word for health. And I saw it at breakfast time on the sign terve with some letters after it meaning welcome. So I'm beginning to learn Finnish.
Very warm welcome to our university and to our department. Please, floor is yours.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right, where are you going to sit?
Right, thank you very much indeed. Right, I wasn't expecting quite so many people, so it's very nice to see you all. I think we must be just at the limits of health and safety. If there's a fire, you'll have to jump out the windows. And it's very nice. It's going to get very hot in here, I can predict. And I might have to take my tie off later, if you don't mind. So I'm really pleased to be here. It's my opportunity to be here to speak to you. I've been to Finland many times, but never to Kuopio, so this is really nice to be here. It would be nicer if the sun was shining, but it's very nice. Now, I always have a preamble like this because I want to make sure that you can understand what I'm saying. Is that okay? Yeah, good. I mean, I know that your English is very good everywhere in this part of the world, but I'm not English, I'm Scottish. I have a slightly different accent from some people, and some of the words I say might sound different. For instance, when I say, brilliant at doing this, you know, some people are not so good, but we're kind and we put it up there, but we don't get many of these. But, you know, try and think. Writing, getting a paper published, getting it in a journal, it's not the end. You know, then you've got to work at promoting it. And these days you've got to work hard to promote it. So not the end of the process, it's actually the start. We also have a podcasting facility. Again, very few people use this. Most of the Chan podcasts are me saying things, but we've got lots of podcasts up there. You can find them on the blog, you can find them on the Twitter feed. But we also invite people to do podcasts of the paper, just a summary of the paper. Why did you do it? So there's all sorts of ways you can promote your paper once you've got it published, if you get it published. Thank you very much.
A full version of this lecture is available on my podcast page.
That they can make discoveries that will change knowledge.
And accepting as well that when they find something out, it itself might be disproved in the future.
It's Friday the 19th of September 2015.
just listening to the BBC News there on my iPad, and I'm still in the Scandic Hotel in Kuopio for my final day. Yesterday went very well, and today I've got an informal session with the PhD students. So once again, just off to have breakfast and then to be met and taken up to the University of Eastern Finland. I must say I'm enjoying this visit very much. I managed to get some running in yesterday. I haven't done any today because I've developed a cold, but I've got some medication with me which makes me feel a little bit better, but it's always a bit miserable feeling like this when you're so far from home and you've got a couple of flights the next morning to take you home. The plan for the rest of the day today is, after my meeting with the postgraduate students, is I'm brought back here and I'm just left to my own devices, which is good because I've got, as usual, lots of work to do. That's the sound of torrential rain in Finland. I've never seen rain quite like it before. My time in Kuopio is nearly up. It's my last evening here. There's been a general strike today, so I'm glad that I wasn't flying back today, because I certainly wouldn't have made it, and I hope I can make it back tomorrow. I'm leaving about midday, so it should be okay. I had my final class this morning with the doctoral students in nursing. There were about 10 of them there, along with some of the academic staff, and this was held in the form of a dialogue, and it was up to them to have questions to ask, either generally or from my talk yesterday, which most of them attended. My talk yesterday went very well. It was absolutely packed out with MSc and doctoral students, and not just in nursing. There were people sitting on the floor and sitting out in the corridor, and I got some really challenging questions afterwards, but that was a bit hectic and a bit of a public performance, but today was much more sedate, and it was good. I got some very challenging questions about writing for publication. Many of the usual questions concerned about the length of qualitative papers and whether it's possible to write a good qualitative paper in 5,000 words. I'm always glad to be able to refer to my good colleague and editor and expert in grounded theory, Mark Hayter, whose answer to that question is quite simply yes. And other concerns about authorship, order of authorship, who should be an author and who shouldn't be an author, how to organise the various parts of a paper, what exactly an aim was and how the discussion should be written. So it was a good discussion, and in fact I learned a couple of things from the students. One of them used a writing technique which she called tomatoes. Pomodorus, I think, was the word she used, and I think I have actually heard of this before, but where you just write for a specific period of time, not for a specific number of words. My mobile phone buzzing there. And then you stop and you just sit down again after a few minutes break and write again regardless. I'm not sure how well that would work for me or how good a technique it is, but it obviously worked for her. But she recounted a technique which Mari, my host, had given her, which I thought was really interesting, was to turn the font on your screen to white so that it doesn't show up when you're typing, and then just type and get all your thoughts down and then turn it to black and see what they are. And I thought that was an excellent idea. I'm not sure if I will try it or not, but I might do, but I might pass it on to others. In fact, I'm sure I will pass it on to others, because there is a tendency while you're actually writing, this is about the process of writing and getting things down onto the down into the word processor or onto paper metaphorically, is of looking at what you've written and worrying about it, fretting and trying to get the right word and casting your eyes back over it, and indeed in editing it while you go along. My only problem with writing in the way that was suggested there is that you won't know how much you've written. And I do think it's quite good to write to a specific target, but I think it might be something that's worth trying right at the beginning of the process. So actually, as I'm talking about this, I think I might just try, just to see how it goes. I think it could be a very, very interesting technique, provided you don't think you've still got a blank screen and then go and delete the document. Of course, you'd have to remember you had actually been writing something. So otherwise, I've been left to my own devices this afternoon. I didn't go out because it's poured with rain all afternoon. What I've done is caught up with work. I've got
caught up with the Journal of Advanced Nursing blog, Jan Interactive. I put an entry in there, likewise the Nursing Open blog, and I've sent off my blog entry to Sigma Theta Tau. I've revised a paper with a PhD student, and I've looked over an upgrade report for a PhD student and sent that off, and just attended to all my emails as they've come in. So now I'm looking forward to some local Finnish beer and some dinner after a short walk down to the shore of the beautiful lake that's next to the hotel here, just to get some fresh air, and then back to the hotel and get packed up and ready to go tomorrow morning. Mari picks me up at 10:30, and I'm already checked in with my boarding passes, which I like to do and get in advance. So essentially, I'm all ready to go, provided Finnair is all ready to go at, say, 12:30 tomorrow afternoon, and I'll be back in the UK quite late in the evening. It's Saturday the 19th of September 2015, and I'm leaving Kuopio today to fly to Helsinki and on to the UK, all being well. It looks like the general strike won't affect transport today, but we'll find out when I get to the airport. I slept for nearly 11 hours last night, not feeling well last night. I feel a little bit better today, no running. Just going to do some work for about an hour or so, and then meet Mari and go to the airport.
Priority customers are invited to board the aircraft first. Please present your boarding card at the gate. It's your present flight.
Welcome on board. Please do your hand luggage under the seat in front of you or in the hot lockers. Safety information provided in the safety codes can be found in the seat in front of you. Our cabin crew will be glad to answer questions or concerns about the flight safety. You may use your smartphones and other mobile devices from gate to landing if flight. After landing, the use of these devices is unrestricted. All other devices, including laptops, must be switched off and stored away during takeoff and landing. Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome on board to this Finnair non-smoky warm flight to Helsinki. Finnair is operating this flight to Switzerland, Air France and Iberian, and your flight today is operated by Norra. The captain on this HSU aircraft is Olli Korhonen, and the flight time is 50 minutes. We hope you have a pleasant flight with us.
Welcome on board. Please store your hand luggage under the seat in front of you or in the overhead lockers. Safety information is provided in the safety card, which can be found in the seat pocket in front of you. Our cabin crew will be glad to answer your questions or concerns about flight safety. You may use your smartphones and other mobile devices from gate to landing in flight mode. After landing, the use of these devices is unrestricted. All other electronic devices, including laptops, must be switched off and stored away during takeoff and landing.
Very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, from the flight station. Captain speaking, my name is Lauri Huima, joining me on the flight of this Embraer 190 aircraft today as first officer, my colleague Niklas Sarpila. We still have a couple of minutes time for scheduled departure time, but unfortunately we are going to have a slight delay on the departure. That was due to a reason that two of our passengers who were supposed to fly with us today decided not to go for some reason, and unfortunately they had some checked in the luggage to the cargo hold, and the safety and security regulations say that if there is a passenger who is missing in the gate and the baggage has been loaded in the cargo compartment, the baggage must be offloaded. So now the ground crew is trying to locate the luggage and offload them, and also we have quite many baggage and lots of baggage on this flight to Manchester, so the loading team will need a little bit of time to load the aircraft. The estimate is that it will take about 10 minutes, then we are ready for the flight bound to Manchester. We're then going to taxi up to the Bushmagnens, it's down for 5 minutes for runway 22 right, so we are taking off to Southwest Sea direction over Espoo, and Helsinki City will be on the left hand side of the departure. Flight battery is quite nice. We expect a relatively smooth flight, but during the half point of the flight we might experience some small turbulence for a while, because we are going to fly across jet stream with high winds, so that might cause a little bit of turbulence. So I recommend you to keep your seatbelt fastened whenever seated if we encounter any unexpected turbulence on this flight. I expect us to be about on time in Manchester, because we have a slight tailwind to help us out. We are going to catch up the schedule a little bit, but I will tell you more about the estimated approach time to Manchester and about the weather later on. That's what I wish you all the members to stay on board. Ladies and gentlemen, from the flight deck, this is your captain. We were speaking again. We have been flying for 1 hour at cruising altitude of 38,000 feet. We are just passing the city of Gothenburg in Sweden. You can now see it on the left-hand side. And we have been flying on the capital of Sweden, over Stockholm. And from here we are continuing over south-west direction towards Danish airspace, where we are going to fly over north Danish city of Aalborg. And then we are crossing the northern sea towards United Kingdom, where we are going to cross the coastline on the east coast over the city of Kingston upon Hull. And then we are going to start the descent and approach to destination of Manchester, where we are landing on the runway 23 right. So we are landing on southwest A direction, so Manchester city will be on the left hand side before we land. Remaining flight and the destination is just under 1 hour and 30 minutes, so I expect to arrive in Manchester at 5 p.m. local time, so at scheduled. As I said, in Helsinki, despite the delay, we were able to catch up the schedule a little bit, and we now expect to arrive on time. The taxi from the runway will take about 5 minutes to the parking stand only. Whether the destination is, according to the weather, weather reports, quite nice. A few clouds and 18 degrees centigrade is temperature, so quite nice. I'd say summerish weather still waiting for you in Manchester. At this point, I wish you all the members to stay on board. Have a nice evening, and look to your board now. Norra operator, if you want to fly soon again. Thank you.
Hyvät matkustajat, tervetuloa Manchesteriin. Pyydämme teitä istumaan paikoillanne istuimet kiinnitettyinä, kunnes turvavyöverkkivalo on sammutettu. Tupakointi on edelleen kielletty. Toivomme teidän viihtyneen tällä OneWeb-lennolla oikein mukavaa päivänjatkoa. Kiitos ja tervetuloa uudelleen. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Manchester. Please remain seated and keep your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign has been switched off. Smoking is prohibited. We hope you have enjoyed this OneWeb flight. Have a nice day. Thank you and welcome aboard again.
We are arriving at Hull when this train terminates. Please remember to collect all your belongings when leaving the train.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now arriving into Hull, which is the final station stop for this service. Please make sure that you take all your personal belongings with you and take care of your down to the train for the platform, using the handrails or where possible. On behalf of myself and First Transpiring Express, I'd like to thank you for travelling with us today. We're now arriving into Hull.